Hello, this is Dr. Fania Gulcher dictating an endoscopy report on Gennaro Mastrantoni, date of birth 1-1-1952, date of procedure January 23rd, 2024. Physician is Dr. Fania Gulcher Duo, referred by self. Indication is personal history of colon polyps, GIM. Description, procedure, and form, consent was obtained, period. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possible damaging lesion, such as the lung dural stains. The patient is brought to an endoscopy suite, placed in the lateral position, sedated for anesthesia, surgery, monitor anesthesia care period. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope was introduced into the staff room, and man's injured vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum stomach, G-junction, esophagus, paired retroflexy, was obtained in the cardia period. A resection from the stem before withdrawal of the scope period. Patient was then turned on in left lateral position. Where the direction stem was normal. Period of well-lubricated limbus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendix, orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transit colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum. Period. Retroflex view was obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score was 2-2-1, comma, for a total of 5. Grade is a poor prep. Okay, so if you want without any complications, please go back to procedures performed and note esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies, cold snare polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy. Findings at upper endoscopy, there was an unremarkable proximal metastasis. Next line, the Z line was regular at 38 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was evidence of erosive gastritis that was patchy with evidence of nodularity throughout the gastric body and fundus period. There was no evidence of any polyps noted. Given the history of GIM, biopsies were obtained per the Sydney protocol in the antrum, body, cardia in separate jars. Next line. There was evidence of duodenal bulb nodularity. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line. There was a approximately 5 millimeter duodenal bulb polyp at the 6 o'clock position, which was removed with cold snare polypectomy in total. Next line. There was an otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line, there was a approximately 10 millimeter sessile hepatic flexure polyp removed in total with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was moderate sigmoid diverticulosis noted that narrowed the lumen. Next line, there was moderate grade 2 internal hemorrhoids that were noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, there was evidence of external skin sags. Next line, overall, the prep was poor with a Boston bowel prep score of 5, 2-2-1, an aggressive amount of lavage and suctioning was attempted. However, the left colon was difficult to evaluate given solid stool that was present with fibrous material, likely from an impacted tick. Period. Plan followed by biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year pending pass. Next line. Recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line. Follow up in office as previously scheduled. We'll need repeat EGD in 3 years given the GIM history, pending pass. Next time, follow up in office as previously scheduled.